Chapter 5, A Marvelous Christmas. Miss Finnegan loved Christmas. Every year she strung Christmas lights along the door, on the stairs. She hung a beautiful wreath on her door, and she made hundreds of delicious gingerbread men for the local Christmas fair. Of course, Mrs. Finnegan knew how Marvin felt about ginger cookies. Keep that beast away from my gingerbread men, she warned Nick, or I'll turn him into a Christmas hat. Don't worry, said Nick. He's a trained pig now, aren't you, Marvin? Marvin snorted, but Mrs. Finnegan was not convinced. Marvin was bigger than ever. He was the size of a couch and weighed over 500 pounds. He could gobble up a whole army of gingerbread men if he really wanted to. Then on Christmas Eve, Nick went to take Marvin for a walk. The moment he opened the front door, Marvin squealed and burst out at full speed. Marvin, what's wrong? Nick cried. Marvin bounded down the stairs to Mrs. Finnegan's store. He scratched at it frantically with his hoof. No, Marvin, those gingerbread men aren't for you, said Nick. Hmm, Marvin grunted. He took a big step back. Then, with a great snort, he lunged at the door. Marvin, stop! Nick yelled. Marvin jumped. His huge body smashed through Mrs. Finnegan's door. Bits of wood went flying. Mrs. Finnegan's Christmas wreath broke apart. And with a great crash, Marvin landed inside her apartment. Right away, Nick smelled smoke. In a panic, he climbed through the pig-shaped hole in the door. He raced after Marvin into the kitchen. Black smoke poured out of the open. Oven! Fire! Nick cried. He realized that Miss Finnegan had left her oven on when she went out shopping. He grabbed a big metal pot and filled it with water. Then he opened the oven. He coughed. His eyes stung as quickly as he could. He threw the pot of water onto the fire. It went on out right away. Phew! Nick gasped. He looked at his pet pig in amazement. Marvin, you saved the day! Marvin oinked with pride. Right after that moment, Mrs. Finnegan came home. Ah! She screamed, my door! My wreath! My gingerbread man! What have you done? It was Marvin, Nick said proudly. Marvin, she cried. I should have known. She angrily picked up her phone. No, you don't understand, said Nick. He smelled the smoke. He saved your apartment. He saved the building. He saved our lives. But Mrs. Finnegan was already calling the police. Hello, she said. I'd like to report many, many crimes, breaking and entering. Destruction of gingerbread men and illegal pig. Yes, that's right. I want it taken to pig prison. Nick ran home with Marvin right behind him. He found his dad reading the newspaper in the kitchen. Holding back tears, Nick told him everything that had happened. Mr. Wheeler listened quietly. Then he thought long and hard. They won't take Marvin away, will they? Nick pleaded. Mr. Wheeler sighed. I need to make some phone calls, he said. He walked out of the room. Nick hung his head. He knew what that meant. His dad was going to call Albert again to take tell him to take Marvin back. Half an hour later, Mrs. Finnegan and the policeman knocked on the door. Wheeler's door. Nick stood next to his parents with his arms around Marvin. Mr. Wheeler and Mrs. Wheeler, I'm Officer Davis, said the policeman. He saw Marvin and grinned. Hey, I know you. You're the pig who caught that dog thief. Hi there, big fella. Ahem, Mrs. Finnegan said. Oh, right, sorry, said Officer Davis. Where was I? He looked down at his notes. Now, I'm here because, he glanced nervously at Mrs. Finnegan. The pig, she finished for him. Right, the pig, Officer Davis. Yes, it's illegal to keep a pig in an apartment, I think. Which means the pig has to go, snapped Miss Finnegan. It does, said Officer Davis. Oh, right, yes, it does. The pig has to go. Marvin hung his head. Nick held him tight. But then, who's going to eat all my leftovers? A voice said. Everyone turned to see Mr. Mazzano rushing up the stairs. And who will help with our vegetable garden? Said Miss Greep, following right behind him. And who will play with my Fifikins? Said Mr. Pennyworth, carrying Fifi behind Miss Greep. Arf! Yipped Fifi. What are these people doing here? Grumbled Mrs. Finnegan. We're Marvin's friends, said Mr. Mazzano. Mr. Wheeler called us, said Miss Greep. He told us Marvin was in trouble, added Mr. Pennyworth. He did? Nick asked. He looked up at his dad. He never loved him more. I did, said Mr. Wheeler. Marvin belongs with his friends and his family, added Mrs. Wheeler. She put her arms around her husband. No, snapped Miss Finnegan. The law is a law. I'll let you get away with this long enough. You're right, Mrs. Finnegan, Mr. Wheeler replied calmly. Marvin can't live in this apartment anymore. Nick gasped. He looked at his dad in shock. He felt tears sting his eyes. That's why we are here, Nick, said Mr. Mazzano. Marvin is going to live with us instead. Nick's tears stopped. With you? He asked. Yes, said Miss Reap. He can sleep in the pen by the garden at school, as long as he leaves the onions alone. And he can come to me for his meals, said Mr. Mazzano, and I'll still take him to his lessons with Fifi, said Mr. Pennyworth. Fifi yipped her approval. Mr. Wheeler smiled at his son. And of course, you can still see him whenever you want, but it's up to you, Nick. What do you say? Nick was speechless. He looked at Marvin, his best friend. He would miss having him at home, but he also wanted to do the right thing. And more than anything, he wanted Marvin to be happy. It's not up to me, he whispered. It's up to Marvin. For once in his life, Marvin didn't make a sound. He didn't snort or grunt or squeal. He just looked deep into Nick's eyes, and Nick understood. Okay, said Nick. Marvin can go. His mother and father hugged him like they never hugged him before. Officer Davis said, well, I don't know what just happened, but I think my job here is done. Case closed. Marvin squealed with joy. Everyone cheered. Even Mrs. Finnegan smiled. It looked like everything was going to work out. Then they heard a booming voice go, "Ho, ho, ho! Santa?" gasped Officer Davis. They all turned to see a large man with a big mustache strutting up to the stairs. "That's no Santa," said Nick. "That it's Uncle Albert. Merry Christmas, family!" Albert boomed. He gave Nick a big bear hug. "How is Marvin? Still causing trouble? You know I could take him to Hollywood with me if you want. Imagine it, the first pig movie star." "No, Albert's," laughed Mr. Wheeler. "We couldn't send Marvin so far away. Our friends are going to look after him instead," said Mrs. Wheeler. "Well, splendid," Albert laughed. "That's good. Hollywood is no place for gentle giants like us anyway, is it, old buddy?" He gave Marvin a loving pat. Marvin snorted happily. "So, sis, that means you'll have room for my Christmas present now," Albert said. "Oh, no," said Mr. Wheeler. Everyone turned towards the stairs. Two men were carrying up a large glass cage. "Meet Roberta, said Albert. Inside the cage, slithering and hissing, was a huge python. Mrs. Finnegan shrieked and fainted into Mr. Mazzano's arms. "A snake!" called the police. Officer Davis screamed and ran down the stairs. Mr. Wheeler put his head in his hands. When? Marvin laughed. Nick hugged his pig and started laughing, too. Soon, everyone was laughing. It looked like it was going to be a marvelous Christmas. The end.